Shir Lamed Vav, Yom Beis, Parshas Miketz.
למה זה נוח המולטייסס הסקשה ועם תוימה אם כן בספק ספק אינה מיטה עושה why in a normal Eishas Yisroel we have a ספק ספק סופק אוינס סופק רוצן סופק תחתוב סופק לאו תחתוב סופק אוינס כמן דלסה דומי ולא נשאר אלו חד סופק סופק תחתוב ובהולו שייך לאוקמה בחזקס היתר כדי פרישיס. So תייסס השטולינג הקשה, and זה אינטרסנט העריכס in תייסס is קשה. תייסס is asking בעצם a simple קשה. What is this ספק ספייקה? באישס ישראל, סופק תחתוב, סופק לאו תחתוב, סופק אוינה, סופק רוצן, it's not a ספק ספייקה. It's not a ספק ספייקה. Why? We say, so we know that it's rotzen. So we left with one sofek. Sofek tachtov, sofek lav tachtov. This is Tesis's kasha. After he answered that we don't say by a ktana, that the Cheskes kashas will say that it was a oynes, because rotzen kole islei, so rube bechazoke. V'meila we know that yesh koil, this was Tesis before, why we have a Sfek Sveike? Like the Roiv to break the Sfek Sveike. Because Sfek Sveike is Giboit and Sofek Tachtov, Sofek Lav Tachtov, Sofek Rotzen, Sofek Oynes. It's Roiv that it's not Oynes. It's Roiv Rotzen. It's Roiv Rotzen. But mainly you left with one Sofek, Tachtov, Lav Tachtov. So this is what we have to explain. There's five words here. We'll see later the sheet that makes the ganze balagan. Ubeholoi shayich lukma b'cheskas heter kede perishis. I said, oh, cheskas heter. I already answered in the days before. Can I get a cheskas heter? It's a cheskas aguf. Why this has to repeat it? Now he's asking a simple kasha. Sfek, sfek, sofek tachto, sofek lav tachto, sofek oine, sofek rotzen. Frick teisves, the sofek rotzen, the sofek, it's not a sfek sfek. Because we know for sure roiv rotzen, so we left with one sofek. Sofek tachto, sofek lav tachto. No, so teisves, say the one sofek. No, machria, that chesedoches kaskashus, that it happened lav tachto, no. Cheskes Aguf that says it happened later. Versteht man? Aber why Tesis has to bring it in now? What is Nagia now? This is the Orador in Tesis. What is Nagia now? So, but back to the Yesed of Tesis. So the Achroinim, the Shmaise and Shmaise Vov and the Pnei Yeshua, they take out from Tesis as Shteido in Tesis a Yesed. That for Sfek Sveike, you have to have Sveike Sashkulim. Meaning to say that both sfeikas are healthy sfeikas that are shkuli, meaning to say they weigh the same. Every sofek is a good sofek. The first sofek is a good sofek and the second sofek is a good sofek. Sofek tachtov, sofek lav tachtov. And even if it's tachtov, sofek oina, sofek rotzen. Or sofek oina, sofek rotzen. And even if it's rotzen, maybe it's lav tachtov. So this is sfeikas ashkulim. A good Sfek Sveike. Sveike Sashkulim. A good Sfek Sveike. A good Sfek Sveike. Frek Teisves, if one of the Sveikes is not a Sofek Ashokul, the Moshul, Sofek Oine Sofek Rotzen, we say it's Roiv Rotzen. So now we know that it's Rotzen. So we left with one Sofek. Sofek Tachtov, Sofek Lav Tachtov. But the other Sofek, if Oine Sve Rotzen, the Roiv says that it's Rotzen. So mainly we don't have a Sfek Sveike. This is the boyos of Tesis. We don't have a Sfek Sveike. Frag the Pnei Yeshua Akasha. Find it me Yeshua Akash. And we'll be mind me the Kash. House fix fake it works. It's two tzdodim in the achroinim. House fix fake it works. The first Esber, the primegodim speaks it out, Rab Kiva Eger, is lefit the shittes that midairaisa we say, sofik dairaisa lekule minateira. When you have a sofik and something is asu minateira or not, midairaisa we say, sofik dairaisa lekule. Midairaisa we say, sofik dairaisa lekule. Know what? Midirabonon, you have to be machmir. If a person sees a piece of chazir, sofik it's of asu, sofik if it's muta, midairaisa you're allowed to eat it. Midairaisa sveike dairaisa lekule. No, midirabonon is a aloche sveike dairaisa lechumre, aber it's a din derabonon. It's everyone on Shmaise Aleph, Shmaise Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, that you say that midairaisa sofik dairaisa is lekule, verabonon said sofik dairaisa is lechumre midirabonon. When you have a sfek sveike, what happens when you have a sfek sveike? So my first suffix is, I have a suffix that rice if it's also or it's mutter. With the rice it's mutter, with the rabbonim I have to be machmir. Now when I come to the sfek sveike, so it's a suffix that rabbonim. Suffix that rabbonim is a klal lekule. This is the way sfek sveike works. Val one suffix is a suffix de raisa minateya lekule min rabbonon lechumre. When I come to the second suffix, now I have a suffix de rabbonon. The klal is suffix de rabbonon lekule. This is the way Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Godim, explain. One mahalach house fix faker works. The first suffix alamol we say is a suffix de raisa minateya lekule min rabbonon lechumre. Now we come to the second suffix. No, now it's a suffix if you have to be machmer on the first suffix. Suffix de rabbonon lekule. Reb Shimon and Shara Yosha, Shara Aleph says it a little bit different. It's the same Torah. The first suffix is suffix deiraisim in a Torah, mutar bin Rabbanon is also. Val is another suffix, so it's called suffix arochik. Suffix arochik, they were not machmir to say suffix deiraisim lechumre. They were only machmir in a regular suffix. In a suffix arochik, they were not machmir. Why doesn't want to say in the first nusach could be some nafkaminis? But the idea is that we say the first suffix is a suffix de reise min atere lekule mid rabbonon lechumre. So the whole reason we have to be machmir is mid rabbonon. Mid reise we don't have to be machmir. But mid rabbonon we have to be machmir. Come to the second suffix, hem amru that you don't have to be machmir. All because suffix de rabbonon lekule, all because it's a suffix arochik in de reise. All of this is good lefishita sarambam that minatoiro sofek deiraisa is lekule, and we only machmir mit rabbonon like kamavur b'shmaise aleph perik aleph perik beis. But lefishita sarashbo and roiv rishonim that sofek deiraisa minatoiro lechumre. So why sofek sveike is muta? Sofek deiraisa minatoiro lechumre. So why it's muta? Zog der Rashbo b'tshuva chelik alef. Tov dalet, zog der Rashbo. You know why Sfek Sveike is muta? De havelei keroiv. Ve adife me roiv. I have roiv. 50-50, lemoshel, tachtov elav tachtov. If it's tachtov, also. If it's lav tachtov, it's muta. 50% it's muta. And even if it's tachtov, it has to be also. That 50% it never happened, tachtov, muta. And the other 50% of the yisu, if it happened by oines, it's also muta. So I have roiv tznodim, then it's muta. So it's muta medin roiv, ve'adife mi roiv. These are the words of the Rashbo. Havelei muta medin roiv, ve'adife mi roiv. It's working medin roiv, ve'adife mi roiv. אז זה זוג דרש בו. So ספיק ספיק יש מותר מדין רויב ועדיף מרויב. ועדיף מרויב. אבל אז אי, so we have two צדוד in what is the heter of ספיק ספיק. לפי דרמב״ם, לשיטה סוי, בעצם סופק דה רייסה לכולה, מן הרבון עוז לחומן, אני לא זה סופק דה ונאב מחמר, בסדר. אז זה הפרש. סופק הרוחק דה ונאב מחמר. מה שאין כי לפי דרש בו, סופק דה רייסה מן הטרס לחומר, ספק ספק יש מותר מדין רויב, ועדיף מרויב. fragt de Pnei Yeshua, aber azei, Teisus doesn't make sense. Teisus doesn't make sense. Why Teisus doesn't make sense? What is Teisus asking a kasha? I have a Sofek Tachtov, Sofek Lav Tachtov. 50% Lav Tachtov, she's Muto. 50% Tachtov, that she's also. Even if she's also, I have another Sofek. Sofek Oynes, Sofek Rotz. And the side that it's Oynes, she's Muto, and the side that it's Rotz. For Teisus, it's not a Sofek Sveike, why? It's Roiv Rotz. Frag the Pnei Yeshua, so what if it's Roiv Rotz? Let me make the Cheshbon. This lady, 50% of the chances it happened, Lav Tachtov. She's Muto. Another 50% that it happened Tachtov. In the Tachtov, Roiv says that it's what? Rotzen. Miut says that it's Oynes. Let me say 99% Rotzen, one is Oynes. Add that one to the 50% that it's Lav Tachtov, you have 51% that it's Muto. You can't switch it. You can't switch it. 50% it's Muto, Lav Tachtov. In every case, Lav Tachtov is Muto. So 50% of the cases are mutter. And the other 50 that could be asur, roiv of them are really asur, and some of them are mutter. So take that some of them, add them to the 50% lav tachtov, you have 51% that it's mutter. So what is Teisus kashe? What? What starts all over? I have a lady, 50%, she did it lav tachtov, she's mutter. Even if she did it tachtov, 90% of that is also 1%. Again, all of the cases of her beer. Most of the beers that she did are okay. Only some of them are also. What? Again, we want to know what happened in this beer. So we say 50%. It happened Lav Tachtov. So all of these beers that she did Lav Tachtov are Muta. The ones that she did Tachtov, 90% of them are also, 10% of them are Muta. So how much beers she had? She has 100 cases could be that she did beer. 50% Tachtov, 50% Lav Tachtov. And the ones of Tachtov is a 10% that are Muta. So we have Roiv beers that are Muta. Mele Frey de Pnei Yeshua. Freud of Yeshua, Freud be a mutter. Freud be a mutter, so what is this discussion? If you learn out Derech HaRashbo, has to be mutter. If you learn out Derech HaRashbo, that the heter of Sfix Faker is Midin Roy, so what if you have Roy Vrotzen? But you add that 10% to the other Suffolk, and altogether, you have Roiv Rotz, you have Roiv Heter. How you turn it, it doesn't make a difference. You count the cases. 50% of the cases is Lav Tachtov. 50% of the cases are Tachtov. In the Tachtov, some of them are Mutter, even one of them is Mutter. You have 51% that she's Mutter. If you go percentage, Zog the Pnei Yeshua. Zog the Pnei Yeshua. Zog the Pnei Yeshua. Weiss Teis, you will have to answer in Teisvitz that miut command the lesson. You take the roiv, and the roiv finishes the mute, and it's command the lesson. And the Shmaisa is very, very niskash. What do you mean mute is command the lesson? It's command even not true. What do you mean mute is command the lesson? So first, the Shmaisa brings down that the Gemoras that he brings down that mute command the lesson is no Gemoras. What the Gemoras means mute is command the lesson is Rabbonon holds smoich miyuta lechazoke. And Rab Meir holds smoich miyuta lechazoke. And Rabbonon holds you go bas haroiv. But the roiv wins. It's not the pshat that mute is command the lesson. But more from that, belondus it doesn't make sense that the mute is command. It doesn't make sense that the mute is command the lesser. Lemaisa, you have 2% there. Take the the lady, make the cheshbonis. Viful bias she has. She could have done 100 times, 100 days. Yeah, 51 of them are muta, 49 of them are also. That's the metzias. If that is the metzias, so Melo hint him mute command the lesson. What helps him mute command the lesson? What helps him mute command the lesson? So this is Be'etzim, the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. But the Shmaisa says, but even the Pnei Yeshua has a kasha, but the Halacha stays like that. That if the Sfeikas are not Shkulim, we can't make a Sfeik Sfeika. I, the Pnei Yeshua, freaked a good kasha, the Shmaisa doesn't answer his kasha. He just says, but the Klal is, and the Shmaisa brings down to the Pnei Yeshua and Kuntras Achroin found, Achroinim, that say, Take, that even if the Sfeikas are not Shkulim, you have a Roif? Even if the Sfeikas are not Shkulim, you have a Roif? That's what the Shmaisa brings down. But because the Sacher, the Pnei Yeshua writes down, that he motzo achroinim that said, that if this is the longest, that Sfeikas medin Roif, so even if a Sfeikas ain't Shkulim, like one of them has a Roif against him, but I have a Roif? Yeah, and Tesis steht nicht, so the Pnei Yeshua Be'etzim bleibt so here in God. All of you are saying, mute is command the lesson. Mute is command the lesson. So Reb Nochem explained it very gishmak. And I'll prove it to you in a second. Mineve Bey Belondes, that's a starke Rai Belondes. But we'll start first Kipshuta. We mentioned already yesterday that when the Rashbo said that it's Medin Roiv, Ve'adife Miroiv. First, why is it Adife Miroiv? It's Medin Roiv. Why the Rashbos calls it Ve'adife Miroiv? Why is it Adife Miroiv? What the Rashbos said it. Why is it Adife Miroiv? It's a Roiv. The Rashbos calls it, it's Medin Roiv, Ve'adife Miroiv. Why is it Ve'adife Miroiv? What makes it Ve'adife Miroiv? What makes it Ve'adife Miroiv? So we mentioned yesterday when we said Shem Oynes Chadu, that it's a mistake to think that Sfeik Medin Roiv means Roiv chances, the way I'm explaining it. Statistic, more chances to this side from the other side. First, it's not even true. Someone will ask you, Tachtov Elav Tachtov Oynes Verotzen. I would say, Lamalama Zorin, she became Muroso when she's 13 and she got married when she's 20. Her husband was away for 5 years, 7 years. Suffolk if she did it when from 12 and a half till 13, or from 13 until the chasana, suffolk tachto so lachto, then as a suffolk, oh, a suffolk rotsen. I'll say, mistama she did when she was married, more chances. Oh, in a rotsen, most people do be rotsen. Oh, in a yesh lo koil. How much oh, in a in the world? Roiv's nus in the world is rotsen. Not because this is kasha. I mean, the statistic you don't count. If you start to count the klolim from Roiv, Roiv you have Ruve de Isse come on, as a Ruve de Lesse come on, Roiv be de Odom, Roiv be de Shomayim, as sugyas and klolim in the halachas of Roiv. And don't tell me that every speaks fake and chas is a Roiv. They have six fakes all over. Prison where tzitzis ben hashmoshes, sofik if ksus lalas is chayv tzitzis or not, and in them so not, sofik one is ben hashmoshes, yeah? So you have to say, how much poiskim hold ksus lalas, what are the chances? The ksus lalas is chayv, most poiskim hold nish, most poiskim hold yes, and one ben hashmoshes. It doesn't go like that. Prison says, sofik if he died or not, he has a six, someone counted kid didn't count for a sign, so he has a six fake. Sofik if every day is a separate mitzvah, sofik if he forgot. No, without God, prison forgets, Mr. Tommy did forget. You know, Sfeksveike, it can be that as a klal of Sfeksveike and Shas, I thought, as a klal of Sfeksveike and Shas, and as klolim of Roiv, and klolim of Roiv are very hard klolim, and Sfeksveike means work out the klolim of Roiv, and some Sfeksveike is what I cannot work. And we saw it in Tesis himself. If Shemoin is Chadu, Lav Chadu, so we say, listen, chances, when she's big, maybe Oynes, maybe Rotson, and then maybe she did when she was little. So most chances that she's okay. Everything what she did when she's little is okay. And when she's older, Rotson is also, Oynes is Mutter. So Tesla, but Shem Oynes Chadu says only two Sfeikas. The chances are the same chances. And if Shem Oynes Lav Chadu, so we say Oynes Rotson, and even if Rotson, she's little. So the chances that she did it little before were chances, right? Maybe she's oinus, maybe she's rotzen. And if she's rotzen, she did it when she's little, so she's mutter. Roiv chances that she's mutter. Now the Teretz says we're not going with chances. This is the Aleph base. We're going with what? With roiv tzdode ashayle. It's a new kind of roiv. And the Rashba decides to call him adifemi roiv. Why? But let me tell you, Masber. What is the pshat adifemi roiv? When we start to clear the shaila, in the shaila we say, how much dodim le'isu we have? How much dodim le'heter we have? We clear in the shaila. How much dodim le'isu we have? How much dodim le'heter we have? This is our shaila. And we say, we have in this shaila, roiv tzdodim le'heter. Roiv tzdodim le'heter. Lav tachtov. And even if lav tachtov, even if it's tachtov, we have a tzad of oynes. So you have roiv tzdodim leheter. Roiv tzdodim leheter. This is the roiv of the sugi. Roiv tzdode ashayle leheter. Dahayno, we look on the shayle, and we say, in this shayle alein, roiv tzdodim leheter. The mele... Who gives you first lamazayon vasidos? Then how we decided? It's a second avoider. But we have to be ma'amid roiv tzdode ashayle. Don't count. It's a new kind of roiv. The Rashi calls it adifemi roiv because this is in the yesod ashayle. It's not midin alechacha roiv. Maybe it's al derech them. But the pshat is we done. What is roiv tzdode ashayle? And we say roiv tzdode ashayle are what? Leheter. This is the heter of Sfek Sveike lefid Rashba. Sfek Sveike. So Sfek and a Sfek. The Sarim Nochem said, Sfek Sveike. This is the Loshen. Sfek Sveike. So a weite Sfek. Sfek and a Sfek. A small tzad. A Sfek Sveike. A tzad of a tzad. A tzad of a tzad. What? No. That is pretty sure also. They learned it's mamash a roiv kipshutoi. They learned that it's a roiv kipshutoi, and they asked the kasha. Sfeik, sfeik. Now listen carefully. B'meile, if roiv is machria one of the shailas, so we have a suffix if it's rotzen or ines or not. We don't have a suffix anymore. So we can't mitzaref it. If you're counting how much bias be'isur this lady has, so you count all of the bias, and you say I have more cases that she's mutav than she's asur. But if I'm counting my tzdode ashayle, what is my tzdode ashayle? My tzdode ashayle are what? One tzad. The other tzad, the chomnishkin shayle. I was machriya that shayle. So b'meile, it doesn't go into the base of Suffolk. Like, Shemoin Eschadu, we said, we accounted like one Suffolk, Taisa says. Even the statistic, but we counted like one Suffolk. So we can't say that we have more Tzdode Ashayle. We don't go in percentages. If Tzdode Ashayle, we go. Val de Reuve is Machria, Sinishkin Tzdode Ashayle. I think this is leicht. Now listen careful. I want to ask you a kasha, and this is a kushyo atzuma. Why Taisa is so hard? Why Tesis comes and asks Akasha, where is this Sfek Sveike? Sofek Tachtov, Sofek Lav Tachtov, Sofek Oynes, Sofek Rotzen. Rotzen is a roiv. And he answers, but he answers. I want to ask you a better Akasha. Why is this Sfek Sveike? What is this Sfek Sveike? What is this Sfek Sveike in the Suya? What is this Sfek Sveike? Yaakov, what is this Sfek Sveike? What? Tachtov? Lav Tachtov, what is the other Sofek? Oynes Rotzen. Sofek Tachtov is Nishkin Sofek. Cheska Saguf says that was Tachtov. So I'm left only with one Sofek. Why Tais didn't ask that Kashe? Cheska Saguf says that was Tachtov. Lefilip Neyeshua, Avad, Lefilip Neyeshua. Only Lefilip Neyeshua and the Friedrich Tesis that the Guf is Machia that it's Tachtov. Not like the Avnezer, not like the Chazanish, not like Rav Kivi Eger that the Guf. Oh, but Lefilip Neyeshua himself. Why Taisfus starts the sugya. Helps Chabanaya Kasha. Speaks Veike. It's not a suffix. Roiv Rotzen wins, and he answers. And Nishkin Roiv, Yoke Roiv. No one is going to know what the answer is. Yeah. As a Pashta Kasha. Where is the Sfix Veike? Cheskes Aguf says that it was Tachtov. No, I don't have a roiv against it. I don't have a roiv against it. And it's not the case of the Shmaiser. The Shmaiser explains when the Chazaka speaks about both Shailas as a roiv. Here the Goof only says Tachtov. The Goof doesn't say it was Rotzen. The Goof says Tachtov.
So it's
not a suffix, it's a suffix.
You start by Inus
Bratz, and that's Sfix Veike. It's not a Sfix Veike. Why Taisa says, one second. Taisa says it's not a Sfix Veike because the Rotzen wins the Inus. Don't ask that Kasha. Ask a much simpler question. And Rotzen Taisa has a Teretz. We don't know what it is, but he has it. So now I'm asking, why it's a Sfix Veike? Why it's a Sfix Veike? It's not a Sfix Veike. It's not a Sfix Veike. Right? The Yeshua has this kasha. Very good. He doesn't ask it here. He says it somewhere else. No. We'll get to that. Here it's not negat the Chazaka and welcome Sfix Veike. Chazaka is only on one of the Sfeikas. I'm not asking Cheskes Kashas will decide. I'm asking the Goof will decide that it's Tachtov. The Goof will decide that it's Tachtov. Azayvi the Roiv. What is Tesis came, we had a Sfix Veike. We had a Sfix Veike. So Tesis came and he said, even though we have a Sfix Veike, one of the Sfakes is suffering, it's not a Suffolk, because the Roiv decides that it's Rotzen. So I'm left with one Suffolk. This is Tesis' discussion. Frektach the Pnei Yeshua, Lefine Pnei Yeshua, that Cheskes Aguf is Machria. If the Cheskes Aguf is Machria, so I know that it's Tachtov. So I don't have a Sfix Veike. I don't have a Sfix Veike. It's Tachtov. Where is the Sfix Veike? And Tesis will not have an answer on that. This is a starke kasha on answer. This is a starke kasha. Sofik Tachtov, Sofik La Tachtov, Sofik Oine, Sofik Rotzen. Fim Toima, Frek Teisves. I'm capping Teisves' kasha. Just instead of asking it on the Rotzen, and saying a whole Teretz, ask the same kasha. Again, on the Pnei Yeshua, it's not a kasha. The Goof never decides, Zog the Avinezer, Zog the Chazanish. On the Pnei Yeshua, it's not a kasha. Abkiveg said, Kenege, the Goof is a kasha, they cancel out. We only asking Lefid Pnei Yeshua. Now the Goof decides, and Machia that it's Tachtov. Yeah. Zogt Reb Nochem, listen very carefully. It's not even a kasha. It's not even a kasha. What we want, the Tesis will shtel. Listen. Shadovi, listen. What we want Tesis to shtel? We want Tesis to shtel, instead of asking that the Roiv will say Rotzen, let Tesis to ask that the Goof will say Tachtov, and I'm left with one Sofik. Zog Reb Nochem, Choluk b'yesoidoi chazoke fun Roiv. This is the Dagos in Riboruch and the Shmaiser. Roiv is a achroe. Chazoke is a aloche. Roiv, the goyim also know that it's a roiv. It's a roiv. The whole world is a roiv. Chazoke, what is, if it was like this, Mistame had stayed like that. It has to stay? It doesn't have to stay. We see in the Sugis in Chulin, Roiv is a svore. The Gemara in the end brings a drosha just to mechazik the svore. Chazoke is no svore. The Gemara never has a tzad that it's a svore. I'm waiting to chaber levara, yeah. But chazoke, that like it was, it's only we learn it out from the goyim. Why? Roiv, like we call today, a better statistic, is a svore. It's from the Roiv. Masha'ing in chazoke is masha'oyo hushayye tza'anoge. We learn it out from a pasuk. Zogt Reb Nochem, a gewaldike Wort. If you have a Roiv, so we said the Suffolk of Oynes and Rotzen is not a Suffolk anymore. So we don't have Roiv to Dodea Shaila. How much Shailas you have here? One? Oynes Rotzen, I know it's Rotzen, and no one does Oynes. So what I'm left with? Tachtov lav tachtov. Fake tesis, not as fake fake. But what we ask, tesis don't ask this question. What he will say, it's not as fake fake, why? Cheskes Aguf says that it's tachtov. One second. Cheskes Aguf says tachtov, you don't have a suffix? I have a suffix. I don't know what it was. Chazoka tells me, stay like it was. Chazoka is a anoge. Oh, but a suffix I have. It tells me what to do when I have a suffix. So when I put everything together in the picture, how much fakes I have? I have two. Oynes rotzen tachtov lav tachtov. And that suffix, the Chazoka told me what to do. But it doesn't take away the suffix from what it is. It is a suffix faker. Because... It doesn't make a difference. The aside is if I have sfeikis or not. If the achroif is not, if we have roiv, it's not a suffix. This is what goes into the suffix. What Tesis wanted that roiv will not go into the suffix, because the roiv is machriya de shaila. When I look at this lady, what I say? No, rotzen for sure. Suffix tachtov, suffix lav tachtov. I have only one suffix. I have only one suffix. Mashaingim, when I look at this shaila, and the lady is a suffix tachtov, suffix lav tachtov, suffix oyin, suffix rotzen. I don't say no, I know it was tachtov. I don't know. I don't know. I'm noyeg like that. Even Cheskes Aguf. I'm noyeg there was no change. It's not that I know. I don't know. This is the aloche. We go basa chazoke. The aloche is we go basa chazoke. We go basa chazoke. This is the aloche. Oh, but it doesn't go out mitzad asofik. It stays in mokim asofik. It stays. Sfik sveike I have. Sfik sveike I have. I have a sfik sveike. I have a sfik sveike. Again, the yesoid is we look in the whole picture. The whole picture I have a sfik sveike. Reb Chaim Telzer says even more from that. Reb Chaim Telzer says, when Reb Chaim Telzer said it, the Chiddush of Reb Chaim Telzer, he says, and it's mistaber that there's no mokim to make a hanoge if anyway it will not be poisha the whole shaila. There's no musig of a hanoge halfway. The hanoge is, after I have the whole shaila, what to do? Now listen, and that shaila, I know what to do. You don't know what to do. It's either a suffix. It's no musig, I know what to do. You don't know what to do. So it's no hanoge. The roiv, even if you don't use the roiv, and you're not mishtamish with the roiv is there. The roiv doesn't come and ask Beis Din, are you using me? The Moshe, he said, if someone wants to understand that svara, Reb Chaim Telzer says, the measurement will be, you could hear Reb Chaim Telzer. You don't have to agree with him. But no one will say, it's like Reb Chaim Telzer, my svara and roiv, that if it's not machia all the shalas, you don't use them. Why? Because it's a roiv. Because you can't machia all the shalas, it's not a roiv. Chazok, you could say it's anoge. If you don't take on to this anoge, don't take on to this anoge. Maskim? So you hear the svore. So Chaim Telzer says, before you say the whole svore, state the default. That Chazoke says, chutz what I'm telling you that don't use the Chazoke if it's not machria, says, even if you don't use my vote, that I'm saying a klal and shas, and you'll find some rishonim that will learn not like me, but Chazoke Chaim Telzer, but from my yesod that I'm saying, you hear the shtickle. That the roiv is be'etzim a roiv. And the anoge has to come in the end. So you tell me maybe it comes in the beginning. But it doesn't mean that there's no shaila here. Because if someone will tell you that if the Chazoke is not machria in the end, you don't use him, you will hear. Because the pshat is, the suffix is here, the chazoke comes. So even if someone will say that you could use him halfway, but the pshat is, the suffix is there. Masha'engen Roiv says that the suffix is not there. This is be'etzem, the amodas advorim, the way Reb Nochim was maimid. So b'meile, we're not learning like the way the Pnei Yeshua and the Shav Shmaiser themselves learn that it's mamish going with numbers. And then they asked, so l'chure, weiter you have a Roiv? And they asked, why Tesis doesn't ask a kasha that the Cheskes Aguf will be megareh on the first suffix? The Torah says, the yesod is tzdodei ha-shaile. Roiv takes away the tzdodei ha-shaile. Chazoka and one of the sfeikas doesn't take away the tzdodei ha-shaile. I think this is glad. If that is good, I want to ask you a shaile. It's a pena that no one asks this kasha. Again, ledvoreinu, maybe it's not a kasha. But long again, Tzurika Minut, Kilu, before we knew the Reb Nochem, before we knew the Reb Chaim Telzer, and we'll go back to learn like the Pnei Yeshua learned. Like the Pnei Yeshua was Maimi the Sugya. How the Pnei Yeshua was Maimi the Sugya? How the Pnei Yeshua was Maimi the Sugya? How did Pnei Yeshua as Maimi the Sugi? Pnei Yeshua is asking a simple kasha. What Tesis wants Roiv Rotzen? What Tesis wants Roiv Rotzen in Lechoure? But there's 1% left. Be mitzaref it to the 50% left after. I'm asking you a shaila. I don't understand the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. He wants to take the 1% and to add it to the 50% left tachtov. I have a push to teretz. Against the tachtov is a cheskes aguf that says that it happened later. So you're right. Tesis can ask that kasha, because if he would ask that kasha, he would tell him, okay, but it's 1% left, you could mitzaref it to the rotzen. Oh, but together you don't have a roiv. Together you don't have a roiv. Every part you can't be mitzaref. Every part you can't be mitzaref. What if Nish? Before our teres could be chazoker works different. It's not megareh bichlal. The few what we said could be is not a kasha. But I'm asking behelem what we said in shir. So the Vel Rav Yeshua is asking a simple kasha. Sfeksveike einachanami is a roiv rotzen, but 1% is left. Add it to the 50. I'm asking a simple teretz. Add it to the 50. But that 50 is also missing. Has a cheskes kasha against it. Cheskes aguf against him. So you're right. It's not the few. You're right. Cheskes aguf, but epis blind. But it's for sure megareh. That's not a sofik ashokul. I mean, this is the way the Yeshua asked. We answered that the Chazok is not Megareah. But the Cheskes Aguf is Megareah. So you're missing. I'll say the Cheskes Aguf says 1% happened later. Okay, so you have 1% onus. You put it together, it stays 50. So it's 50-50, it's not a six vacant. So what if Pnei Yeshua wants? Shmuley, why is that a kasha? What if Pnei Yeshua? Pnei Yeshua came and said, on Teres, I'm just asking a poshta kasha. 50 tachtov, 50 laf tachtov, oynes rotzen, you write that it's roiv, 1% deer, you add it to the 50, it has 51, and then the whole shmaisa goes around. I'm saying poshta, they missed the cheshman here. Poshta here is not a kasha. The tachtov, laf tachtov, you have a goof that says that was tachtov. So you write, so lama zogen, 50%, 49% that it happened laf tachtov, but the goof says it happened tachtov, lama zogen, it's 51% that it happened tachtov. So Mamele, the tzad of heter doesn't have 50%. So Mamele, you can't be mitzar of it.
Maybe you showed before on the discussion.
No.
I'm
not sure. Well, I have to see inside. I'm not sure what you're doing. Could say. I'm asking a push to Shaila. Lemaisa, you don't have a roif. His whole kasha is... It's kasha. I'm not saying he's yisoid that limud command the lesser. Are yisoid that zodei ashay leshay? But when the achoyim came and they asked poshut numbers, I will answer very poshut. Normally, you're right. You can add the number here. Here, you can't add the number. The first part is also a shvache part. It's a cheskes aguf that says that it happened later. Let me get invited. It's a nosu machlekes. The shav shmeise brings down that the Rashbo. While the Rashbo said that it's roiv, the way we're learning roiv tzedodim, what would be if you have a chazoke against a sfek sveike? Not against one of the sveikas. Chazoke against both of the sveikas. You have a chazoke against both of the sveikas. Lemashu, posh the case. A person is becheskas taire. And there's a sofik, one person touched him, and then another person touched him. Lama zog. It's called a sfek sveike. Maybe Shem sofik chadu. But he has a cheskes kasha that he was okay. He has a chazoka that he was okay. You have a chazoka against both sfekas. Chazoka against both sfekas. You go bosa chazoka, you go bosa sfek sveike. Zog de Rashbo, for sure you go Basar Sfek Sveike. Rube vechazoke, Rube Odif. Rube vechazoke, Rube Odif. So you go Basar Sfek Sveike. Why not? No, not percentage. Sfek Sveike, Roiv Tzdode Heter, and you have connected that Cheskes Kashres. Or Cheskes Tayo, or Cheskes Tume. Chazok, Adem Be'etzem, not Adem. This is the Chubas HaRashbo. The Chubas HaRashbo's case was a Chazok against a Sfek Sveike, And the Rashba said, when you have a chazaka against a Sfek Sveike, zog the Rashba, you go, but it's not Sfek Sveike. Why? Sfek Sveike mitam roiv ve'adife mi roiv, rube ve'chazaka, rube odif. So a person has a Sfek Sveike against a chazaka, zog the Rashba, we go Bosal Sfek Sveike. Why? Rube vechazoke, rube odif. Sfek Sveike is like a roiv, and it's machria de chazoke. And this is the Shmaise Be'archove, Shmaise Aleph, Perek Yudches. The whole Shmaise is going around to miyase this Rashba, and to explain that it's not a steer to what we said before, that when it's one chazoke against one of the sveikes, could be as a shaile. Here he says the Shmaise, when it's a sveike against a chazoke, avada the sveike could win the chazoke, because rube v'chazoke rube odif. Because rube v'chazoke rube odif. Rube v'chazoke rube odif. אז זה זוג דשור שמייסה. וזה יש לי את נשוב עשר רשבו. The Pnei Yeshua that we mentioned in Shiur 3 days ago, the Pnei Yeshua says, Sfek Sveike against a Chazoke, Chazoke wins. Sfek Sveike against a Chazoke, Chazoke wins Sfek Sveike. Where was the Pnei Yeshua? The small Teisves. Teisa as a kashev im toima v'nukma acheskas kashers lekeuno. Frei de Pnei Yeshua, I have Sfek Sveike leisu. Sofek tachtov berotzoin. And even if it's not tachtov, maybe it was before berotzoin, beposul. Teisa as a she has acheskas kashers lekeuno. Frei de Pnei Yeshua, where is acheskas kashers lekeuno? Sofek tachtov berotzoin. And even if it's lav tachtov, sofek nivalo leposul. Zog de Pnei Yeshua mikan muchach mea teisves that chazoke wins the Sfek Sveike. So we have a machleikas. The Rashbo says Sfek Sveike mitam roiv, so it wins the chazoke. And as Rav Kivi Eiger learned, Rav Kivi Eiger and this teisves bleibt schwer. What teisves wants cheskes kasher is in the first teisves. She's a chazoke kosher lekehuna. So teisves has a kasher to say that it's lav tachtov. Even if it's lav tachtov, it's weiter a sofik. Maybe lepasul a nifsalo, nivalo. So Rav Kivi Eiger has the kasher and he has what he answered. The Pnei Yeshua says, chazoke wins a Sfek Sveike. And the Rashbo says, no, chazoke doesn't win a Sfek Sveike. Chazoke doesn't win a Sfek Sveike. Sfek Sveike wins a chazoke. Rube v'chazoke, rube odif. If Sfek Sveike is mitzad roiv, rube v'chazoke, rube odif. So who is right? Who is right? Misvore de Rashbo is right. Rube v'chazoke. This is the whole Shmaise. If you take Shmaise, Aleph, Perek, Yud Ches, in Elunim and Tzai, the whole Archov is the Miyaset, that Sfek Sveike is mitzad roiv, rube v'chazoke, rube odif. Chutz when the chazoke is against one of the sveikes, and that we argued already with the shmeise. Abazel learned the shmeise, and the Pnei Yeshua says chazoke wins the sveike. If you have a chazoke against both sveikes, you go basar chazoke. If you have against one of them, we have a shaila. We have a shaila. If we have against one of them, what we do? This was who am a supik. What do you do when you have against one of them? Because then maybe it's megaria and the sofik. But when you have a chazoke against both sveikes, chazoke wins the sveike. Hazeh zeh the Pnei Yeshua. What is the machlekes? So Reb Nochem said a lomdes. And I want you to be ikir to chab the lomdes of the Reb Nochem. Nochem lefi din build a hemshech do in the sugya. But this is be'etzem the yesoid of Reb Nochem in Chazokas. Reb Nochem says he wants to deal with the kashe. Rube v'chazoke, what is the klal? Rube odif. Chazoke is moitzi momen and roiv is not moitzi momen. What is the difference? How you answer this kasha? Rube v'chazoke, rube odif. Rube v'chazoke, rube odif. So who is stronger, roiv v'chazoke? Roiv. Einech momen achar roiv. Chazoke y moitzi momen. What is the answer? What?
Each person.
No roiv v'moni. I sold you a shoir. Rube le'al mekoru le'shor. נגיחה לחרישה, קודם חביסה, חביסה קודם, אין לנו חימום מנחה הרויב. The third says, רויב שפח. רויב, מויצי מאמן, חזוק אז מויצי מאמן. Not Muzak. Chazaki cheskes the poles, muberes, all the chazakis. Chazaki, you kill a person, api chazaki. Aber hen achu el acharoiv. Hen achu benefosh is acharoiv. So how you could kill a person? So who is stronger, Ruba or chazaki? Ruba. So Ruba chazaki. So l'chure, roiv is shmachi from chazaki. As a Muzak. Because Chazoke is Boitzi Mammon, Chazoke kills. So who is stronger? Roy or Chazoke? Avad or Chazoke? So Mnochem, the Aleph Beis has to say a Yesoid, Chazoke is starker b'kol ha-terekula. This is the Aleph Beis Yesoid, Zoker Mnochem. Because Chazoke is Boitzi Mammon and Roy is not Boitzi Mammon. Chazoke kills and Roy doesn't kill. May, it's a, does the Aloche? Muzayn, Chazoke is starker. Muzayn, Chazoke is starker. Muzayn Chazoke is starker. So if Muzayn that Chazoke is starker, Muzayn that Chazoke is starker, so why the klal is Rube v'Chazoke, Rube Odif? Chazoke is starker. Zog Reb Nochem the following chat. Roiv, lama zog is only 80%, Chazoke is starker. So how Rube v'Chazoke? So what is Chazoke? Chazal say, Loshan Agmor in Chulin, Minolon hode omru rabonon ha-meid adovor al cheskosoi. These are the five words of the vault of Reb Nochem. What is Chazoke? Ha-meid adovor al cheskosoi. What it means? Stomach didn't change. Stomach didn't change. Change? Stomach not. If there's a reason to think that it changed, there's no Chazoke. When it's a roiv, the roiv says, "Mistame changed," so it's no chazoke. B'mokim roiv is no chazoke. So what happens to chazoke? Disappears. So what are you left with? Roiv. So you go with a roiv. Who is stronger, chazoke or roiv? Chazoke. Chazoke kills. Chazoke is mitzi moment. Roiv is not strong. Roiv is only 90%, 10% not. You can't kill. No. Chazoke kills. Becheskas. Like I said, you're Becheskas, ah, for sure. Becheskas, it's like that, kill him. Becheskas, it says, give it to him. Becheskas. Roiv says, hey, but some percentage nicht. If some percentage nicht, don't kill him. Don't give him the money. But when Roiv meets the Chazoke, you know what Roiv tells the Chazoke? It's no Becheskas. What? What Eino? It's a Roiv. The whole shiur we're explaining, a roiv is a mitzias. I don't ask the roiv if I'm using him or not. I'm not asking the roiv if I'm using the roiv or not. A roiv is a fact. When I want to know, it's becheskas or not becheskas, but it's a roiv here, that mistame it's not. So, val is mistame not, you write that becheskas is a starke reach roiv. But b'mokim roiv is no becheskas. B'mokim roiv is no becheskas. This is the vault of Reb Nochem. Rube v'chazoke, Rube odif. Not because Roiv wins the chazoke. The mokim Roiv is no chazoke. So b'meila, I go b'asad the Roiv. Aber stam when it's a chazoke, the becheska says it's 100% and it's like that. The hainu. I'll say one more word. Reb Nochem explained it. Second shlach. Chazoke tells you, heipzach nishton klern. Don't start to think. So I don't start to think and I kill you. I don't start to think and I give it to you. When it's a roiv, what do you mean I don't start to think? I see that mistame is not like that. So I have to start to think. When I have to start to think is no chazoke. Not the roiv tells me that the chazoke is wrong. Chazoke says mistame is like that. The mokim roiv is no mistame because I have to clear. If I clear, it's no chazoke. Not the roiv says for sure it's not like that. But val is a roiv here is a reason to clear. The male is no chazoke. That's the yesoid. That's the yesoid. That's the yesoid. The male, Zog Reb Nochem, this is the pshat. The Rashba said, Sfeksfeke wins a chazoke. Why? Rube chazoke, rube odif. Say that? The Rashba is good. I the Yeshua proof from Tesis, Chazoke wins a Sfeksfeke. Zog the very poshut. How you want that the Sfeksfeke will win the Chazoke? Zog the Razei. We have Sofek Tashi. We have Sofek Tachtov, Sofek Lav Tachtov, Sofek Oynes, Sofek Rotzen. We have a Cheskes Kashrus, Lama Zagat. So every one of the Sveikas, the Cheskes Kashrus says that it's okay. Is the Roiv here Nishtazay? Where is the Roiv? Where is the Roiv against the Chazoke? When I have a Sfek Sveike, and the Chazoke tells me, take the case of the Pnei Yeshua. As a Eishes Koyen, Cheskes Kashrus says she's okay. She was nival lav tachtov. She was nival to a kosher. So you want to say no? Is roif? Roif? Either she was nival to a posul, or I have another tzad that she was nival tachtov. Now it's not a real roif. We said it's a roif tzadim. If I put all the tzadim together, I have roif. But before I put the tzadim together, what the chazaka tells me? The mistomeh, she was nival to a kosher. There's no reason to start declare. So there's no reason to start declare the first shayla. There's no reason to start declare the second shayla. So I win the roif. But you say, yeah, but now I take everything together. But I have a chazoke. The chazoke is here. In a normal case, the roif says that there's no chazoke. In this case by us, you can't say that the roif says that there's no chazoke. The roif can't say that there's no chazoke. When the roif could say that there's no chazoke, lemoshel. Cheskes, you have a Cheskes Kashrus, and you have a Roiv Rotzen. So the Roiv Rotzen says, Mistomish is not the kosher. But when I have a Sfek Sveike, every one of the Sveikas is not against a Roiv. So in every one of the Sveikas, the Chazoke tells me, what the Chazoke tells me? Every one of the Sveikas, the Chazoke tells me that it's okay. Every one of the Sveikas, the Chazoke tells me that it's okay. If every one of the Sveikas, the Chazoke tells me that it's okay, so I know that it's okay. Now, well, you put everything together, you will have a koyach of a roiv. Roiv doesn't win chazoke. Roiv never wins a chazoke. Chazoke is starker from a roiv. Chazoke is a sach starker. Chazoke. So already you have roiv tzadim. So you have roiv tzadim. So what? But put a shalfa. Roiv tzadim will never say that is no chazoke. Where the roiv tzadim will say? If I have a shayla, if something changed or not, the goof says mistomeh had not changed, but roif chances that it changed. But when I'm clearing on a shayla, if it's muter also, and the cheskes goof says that it's muter, the cheskes kashra says that it's muter. Yeah, but if I put all my sfeikas together, I will have a roif. You will have a roif tzadim. You will have a roif tzadim against the shayla. You will have a roiv tzadim against the shayla. You write that you will have a roiv tzadim against the shayla. The roiv tzadim against the shayla will only help that you have a roiv tzadim. Avad, 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 avad. The Mochum says that the avodah is to understand it so stark, not to understand how the shmeise and the Rashba said that when you have a Sfek Sveike against a Chazoke, the Sfek Sveike wins. Why the Sfek Sveike will win? So what if Ruba Chazoke, Ruba Odif? Roiv is not starker from Chazoke. Roiv said, don't go Basar Chazoke. But when every Shaila is a separate Shaila, and in every Shaila I assume that it, Lemosho, I assume if it happened Tachtov, Mistome. I assume if she's kosher, Mistome. Every Shaila I say, Mistome. Mistome was no change. You're right, when I put both tzadim together, I will have a shayla. But so if the aloch is tam, roiv wins. Say, but in the end of the day, I have a roiv to win the chazoke. Roiv never wins a chazoke. Roiv never wins a chazoke. Why Reb Nochem said it here, it's legufam shel dvorim, is a teisa sarosh here, and this teisvis, the teisa sarosh brings down the teisvis milo b'milo. And then he says, "Veli nire anaya teretz." Teis Arosh answers a different teretz of Teis's kasha. And when you see the Teis Arosh inside, it's a medrash plia. We'll see in Barchove. I just want one word that we'll have the kivun. The Teis Arosh says, he asks Teis's kasha, "Is roiv rotzen?" So it's not a sfek sveike. Zog the Teis Arosh, roiv rotzen. But maybe it happened lav tachtov. It happened lav tachtov. It happened lav tachtov. So what if it's a roiv rotzen? But it happened lav tachtov. Lav tachtov is okay. And we'll see this Teisarosh, the Shita Mekubeses, fragt a starke kasha the Teisarosh. It sounds a medrash plie. With this Avon, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll see the Teisarosh.
Cheers.